Takes the handoff to Cook. Pressure coming. Fires down the right side, looking for Coleman. He's got it, and he's into the end zone. The rookie with his first touchdown as a pro. It goes 24 yards for the score.
First career touchdown for Keon Coleman. Evan's playing Mr. Brightside.
Yeah.
Smart.
Vibes are here.
Vibes are here.
That was a great touchdown, too.
That was a great touchdown. Nice route by Coleman. Mm-hmm. Nice separation.
Mm-hmm.
Lazy route runner. The Chiefs let the Bills get Xavier Worthy.
I watched Xavier Worthy drop a few last time he played.
Why is this the voice we're using?
I don't know.
I like it. Anyway. All right. Before we go around the league, time to get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. What's New York's number one Kia dealer? Shop online at northtownkia.com. We got Papa Frank. Frank Jones. Chiming in here. Control the line on third downs. You will then contain Jackson and Henry. That's the key to victory. And then in all caps, feel better, Derek!
Feel better.
Why did I try to yell that? Stupid. So dumb.
It's that first fall cold slooping in. I don't even know if that's a word.
Yeah, no, this has been tough.
Mm-hmm.
It's been tough. Trying to get better from it. Took me out on Monday. I couldn't do overtime.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're trying to get through it, though. We fight through it. I don't give a heck that it's my birthday. I don't give a heck that I'm sounding hoarse. We're doing the show, baby.
Yes, sir.
We'll get it done. We're about business and results and playing the NFL bumper music. Heck.
Oh, God.
He got us. He got us on that one. All right. Ooh, this is a good one. This is a new one. All right. Let's start things off. New Orleans and Atlanta. NFC South matchup. New Orleans kind of crashing down to earth last week. Same with Tampa Bay. And kind of letting the rest of the division kind of catch up to them a little bit here. Atlanta, of course, as I properly predicted, painstaking loss against Kansas City in heartbreaking fashion. Falcons going Falcon. And that's how it go. I like this matchup for both teams here. Kirk Cousins has really kind of stabilized a little bit here. That said, New Orleans has a chance to get a bounce back game, get themselves back on track here after looking like, through 2 weeks, one of the most dominant teams that there was going to be. But maybe it has more to do with the quality competition there than the Saints themselves. Panthers, obviously, the Panthers and the Cowboys have looked very disappointing through the first 3 weeks as well.
Yeah. Yeah, they have. That's for sure.
The Rams against Chicago. This one almost got the treatment, but it didn't. A pair of teams that could be doing better, should be doing better, honestly. Caleb Williams finally starting to look a little bit more comfortable in the NFL. Had himself a nice game against the Colts, but they didn't get the win out of it. So, it looks like your prediction might be a little bit dangerous, so to say, here.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, they can get things back on track against the Rams, who are A, very banged up, and B,
yeah,
definitely struggling through the start of the season.
Yeah, they definitely are. I'm hoping for the turnaround, for the bet's sake, if you will.
Now we've got a good one here.
Okay.
NFC North football, 3-0 Minnesota against 2-1 Green Bay, who looked like they were doing just fine with Malik Willis under center here. He's holding his own
pretty well
while they wait for Jordan Love to come back.
Yeah.
Green Bay -3 on this one, and I think that this is going to be as even a matchup as I think there is. If Minnesota comes out of this 4-0, the Jets need to be put on trial, and so do the Panthers.
Yes, they do.
Sam Darnold has looked like the draft prospect that he was all those years ago.
Right. It's serious, though. That's crazy.
And Kevin O'Connell with that quote of organizations fail young quarterbacks more than young quarterbacks fail organizations, it really does carry some weight. It makes a lot of sense. And he was talking more or less about the Bryce Young benching, too. Of course, you see Darnold thriving now after these two teams, and Bryce Young being sat in Carolina, and all these rookies being thrown into the fire right away. It does seem like it is becoming more of the trend of teams are failing these young quarterbacks, throwing them in 0 to 60. We may be shifting back to the patient development of rookie quarterbacks. Pittsburgh and Indianapolis. How are the Steelers 3-0? They are the biggest Mad Libs team of all time. But I think the answer to it is TJ Watt.
Mm-hmm.
TJ Watt is not fair. He is a cheat code. And I don't know how Pittsburgh continues to do what they do. But that said, they may not even have started out 3-0 if Russell Wilson didn't get hurt. Fields is playing very well with the Steelers right now as the starter. And I do think that this is going to be a game of young quarterbacks still trying to find their footing. Anthony Richardson, they do get a win last week, but he's been very inconsistent to start the year. One of the biggest fantasy hype trains kind of coming down, crashing a little bit.
That's tough because I was an Anthony Richardson believer myself. So I thought he was, from his performance last season before he got injured, I thought we were going to be good, but I guess not.
There's still a lot of season, and also he's still going through his first 16 games of being a starter. He hasn't finished that yet.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of learning curve for him. There's a lot to do. Again, preaching patience is going to be big here for a player like Richardson. Denver Broncos and the New York Jets. This is going to be a game that happens.
It's just one of those.
Denver is very bad overall as a team.
Mm-hmm.
They're struggling a lot. They're struggling mightily. And in come the New York Jets, who already beat up a pancake, and they had extra time now to rest up against Denver.
Nate Hackett return.
Great. Can't wait for the Jets to be this erroneous 3-1. And this is what everyone was worried about with the Jets. They have a pancake schedule.
Yep.
Schedule. Like, they're just going to eat off of the softies here real quick and boost up their record a little bit feloniously.
Yeah, but, you know, Bo Nix could pull something out of you-know-where, so we're going to hope.
Hopefully, and that's going to be the tough one there. Philadelphia, Tampa Bay. The Eagles are... I don't know what the Eagles are, man.
I'm out. I'm out on the Eagles hype. I can't listen to any of it. They have not proven to me. I know it's early in the season.
Their coaching is bad.
Yeah, yeah. Last season, you saw flashes of Sirianni's coaching going south. And this season, it's all been that. It has all been poor coaching. And yeah. I'm just out on the Eagles this season.
Tampa Bay looking to swing back here after dropping last week as well. Carolina against Cincinnati. I mean, this almost got it as well here. But Andy Dalton hosting his old team in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
The Bengals. Allergic.
Yeah.
To starting off strong. You lose to Carolina to go to 0-4, your season's already done.
Mm-hmm.
There's no excuses. Last year it was Burrow injury, everything like that. The defense has been very leaky for Cincinnati. They need to turn it around. Jacksonville and Houston, this one should be an easy Texans win. The Jags are reeling. They are not in a good spot, and they now have a short week here against Houston. And they got to find a way to bounce back. Division games do go wild sometimes,
mm-hmm.
but Houston's a better team.
They are.
They also are trying to get back out of the L column after last week against Minnesota. Washington against Arizona. Hey, you know what? Good for Jaden Daniels getting himself going.
A good win. Yeah.
He got himself going last week, and now you get a Cardinals team that's tough. They're scrappy. This should be a scrappy game for both teams. One that I think is going to be my favorite to watch at the 405 timeline here. I might watch it over Kansas City to L.A.
I might.
New England, San Francisco. Well, the 49ers are
banged up. You called that.
I didn't mean to predict it as accurately as I did, but San Francisco's going through it.
Yeah, they're having huge problems there. So.
Huge problems there.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, I shouldn't laugh. Like, it's all injury based, yeah. Really. So, I mean, it's terrible what they're going through.
But now you get a New England team that is not very good. They got beat down a little bit more than a week ago now, and it's just like, yeah, I don't know. But New England's scrappy, but they're just not talented. And San Francisco has the talent. They're going to keep things going here. Ugh, Cleveland and Las Vegas. This one's going to be a game that happens, and I don't think a very good one, so to say. This one almost got it as well. I don't think this is going to be a good game. I think that, of course... The Raiders are...
And also, Max Crosby's going to be out of this game. And didn't I hear something about Myles Garrett being
Yeah, there's hurt? there's a lot of injuries here, too. But also, it's just the quarterback play is going to be bad.
Right.
This is just the Gardner Minshew against Deshaun Watson, who has become a shell of himself. Oh, no.
Is it bad that I trust Gardner Minshew more than I trust Deshaun Watson?
Out in public or on a football field?
On a football field.
Because the answer is yes. To both of those. This is going to be a bad game, I think. But then again, Cleveland's defense has been surprisingly not up to the task either. And Las Vegas seems to just not have consistency on defense, no matter who the coach is. Kansas City against the LA Chargers. Chargers are very banged up in this one. Kansas City, of course, getting them at the right time. Joey Bosa, definitely on the injury report. Joe Alt for the LA Chargers as well. Derwin James has been suspended for a game. Very convenient that the Chiefs are on the roster, are on the schedule coming up next on that one there. Yeah, Bosa out. Rashawn Slater out. Those are two big names on there. Justin Herbert is questionable due to an ankle injury. Like, how lucky can the Chiefs get when it comes to the Chargers? And, well, there's more of that. Of course, then later on Sunday night, it's Bills-Baltimore. You'll be able to hear pregame at 3 o'clock here on WGR. And then we get another doubleheader on Monday night. Starting with...
Oh, no.
Oh, my God. The Tennessee Titans and the Miami Dolphins. A quarterback matchup of Will Levis and Tyler Huntley. Not even Skylar Thompson anymore for Miami, as it's going to be Tyler Huntley playing already the third quarterback for Miami this season in 4 weeks here. Keep that up, because Joe's about to walk in the room here. This is going to be amazing for him to put the headphones on. For this. Oh my God.
Oh, jeez. What are we doing here? What
Titans
are we
Dolphins.
Doing? Oh, yeah. Well,
and
that makes
Will
sense.
Levis has been basically, you could put these soundtracks to his highlights and it would make so much sense. Mayo Man lost the script completely. He's a meme quarterback.
Jeez. Yeah, well, stop doing the Mayo commercials. The Dolphins are just without Tua, without it.
And now without Skylar Thompson either.
Yeah,
it's like they're going to Tyler Huntley.
They're going to end up like 7-10.
Tickets are as low as $19 on StubHub.
Yeah, they might not even win 7 games.
Fairweather Miami fan base.
How long do you think it takes Tua to come back? I don't know any
status. They already put him on IR, so it's at minimum 4 weeks.
Ooh, yeesh. Ooh. They're going to be sub 500. Ooh. Ooh. That's if he comes back and can play up to standard. Jeez. What a nightmare for Miami.
What a track there from Evan there. Mm-hmm. Seattle and Detroit to wrap up your week 4 schedule. This one should be scrappy. I like these two as a matchup. Geno Smith looking solid again. Seattle's looking all right. They're a very cardiac team. Detroit trying to steady up their schedule, steady up their season. Very consistent, though. Unfortunately, they lose to the Buccaneers in week 2, but... they are a very steady team. I like their chances here to keep things going against Seattle, who's 3-0, by the way. They're very cardiac when they do it, but they're 3-0. They're a weird 3-0, but they're 3-0. They're a team that gave up 2 safeties in week 1, but they're 3-0.
Yeah. I like Geno Smith. I really do.
But they've also beaten up on the Broncos, the Patriots, and the Dolphins. So how much of a 3-0 is this convincing, or is this a layup of a start to their schedule this year before things start to actually ratchet up and get serious for them? They play the Lions, Giants, 49ers, Falcons, Bills, Rams, 49ers again.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very fascinating team there in Seattle, but amongst the group of undefeated right now. All right, well, we got to get going here. Wrap things up with the next segment as Sports Talk Saturday concludes another edition here. Coming up next, Derek Kramer, Joe Cali, Evans on the board. You have been listening all throughout and always will be on WGR.